Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna lift this one for the kingdom. To it.
To everything there is a reason. Hand up high. Will ever be perfect.
God has.
God has
already designed. So you gotta keep moving.
Impossible things in order God, and now I'm going to have the faith that God wants me to have, that whatever I ask while I pray, that it shall come to pass, because I believe it before I see it. Glory to God. Unwavering faith, amen, is being that boat in the middle of the water, but all of these storms going around about you, the boat is still from side to side, waves is going high, 10, 12, 15, 20 feet, but yet you're resting in the comfort and the bosom of God in the middle of that boat. I know it's not easy, praise God. That's the reason why we cannot do it alone. That's the reason why God did not put us out here by ourselves. He did see what two or three of them, that we agree on anything that shall come to pass. He did say that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and that the just shall live by their faith. So we recognize that he gives us little indicators, praise the Lord, that he gives us little steps, amen, come just jump out there boldly and do whatever and go crazy. He said it starts out as a mustard seed, but as it is nourished, as it is grown, as it is watered, praise the Lord, it begins to grow, and at some point, your faith level, amen, should exceed your expectations so that when you look up, he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ask or think. So I stopped putting a captain on God a long time ago. I stopped saying, oh God, this is all I need, and this is the only thing I'm going to do. No, I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting some great things. I'm expecting for God to move in a great and a powerful way, amen, so that my life can change, and it will change the lives of other people that are all around me. Look what it says here, praise the Lord. Look what it says when he talks about Abraham, glory to God. It talks about Sarah, that her womb, amen, was shut up, praise the Lord, but yet they believed. It says in the 11th chapter and the 11th verse, it says, through faith, Sarah herself, glory to God. He took both of them to have faith. It says, received strength, glory to God, to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Glory to God. You're going to have strength, glory to God, to conceive a seed. You're going to have to believe God when there is no physical indication that God is moving. You're going to visit another person. Her body was frail. Her body was old. Her husband by Abraham was old. And if they were visiting, they were not what they used to be. But they had to somehow, in the midst of their circumstance, in the midst of their dilemma, they had to gather enough strength to come together to produce seeds and to cultivate one another and to bring forth a child. Even in when she got pregnant, friends, Lord, you remember, even after she got pregnant, she was over 90 years old. So that means she had to carry that child for 9 months, which I'm sure was some discomfort, believing that this was God's will. What am I saying today? If God has impregnated you, does it mean that the pain has ceased? Glory to God. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be troublesome times. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have some sleepless nights. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to rest constantly, because when you are with child, amen, it is not always a comfortable situation. But knowing that the promise of God, that he that comes to God, that God is going to bless him, he's going to reward him, he's going to put him in a position of power, you're going to trust him in the morning. These trials and tribulations, these labor pains, amen, this discomfort, amen. Once this child has come forth, once the things that God has given me has come forth, I will be able to relish in the fact that I stood on God's word and his promise is a yea and amen. And you believe God, and now that thing has come to pass. Sarah was old, but her conception was not the end of the journey. Her conception really began. And now the beginning has started. And the journey was going through the 9 months. And the journey was going through the labor pain. But behold, as time went on, praise the Lord, as he came forth the son. And now she had a Isaac, praise the Lord. And God's will was to be done in her life, because now Abraham was going to become the father of many